Welcome to the Sandy Castell Show, where we have live musicians, live entertainment, and live guests right here in the studio. Hello.
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 I know, and we have some wonderful guests today. My first guests are Brenda Bouchard and Edwin Cook. Hi, how are you doing today?
Hi, Sandy. We're doing great. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm doing fantastic.
And your hair looks perfect, and you were out in that wind, and it was blowing it all over. How do you keep your hair perfect?
I don't do anything to it. I let the wind take it.
Oh, well, it looks naturally beautiful.
I actually didn't do anything to you. Thank you.
Well, you know, Brenda, you're an executive producer for this new project, so tell us all about it.
Granny's Got a Tramp Stamp.
Granny's Got a Tramp Stamp. That is a tongue twister.
Yes. There's a long story behind it that we don't have time to tell, but you can find the whole long story at musicstreetusa.com. In the meantime, I'll just tell you the short version of it. I heard it on the radio. I heard an actual demo version of it, and I called Edwin and I said, we got to do this too.
Oh, so it's really a cover song.
It was not a cover song. Oh. It was a demo.
It
was a demo. Nobody has ever really recorded it in true recording fashion. Mm-hmm. And I was the first to actually come out and executive produce it. And so we connected with the songwriter, and voila, you have it.
And then you had decided that Edwin Cook and the Company B Orchestra was going to do it.
Yes, I had to try to finagle my way around that because this project came out of kind of like heaven. It just kind of dropped in my lap. And I could hear Edwin's voice. I knew he was the one that needed to do it.
I was haunting her.
You were haunting her.
It was a country version, actually, and he wasn't too happy about doing it as a country tune.
Well, I know, because his history is a little bit different than country.
Yeah. Definitely. Yes. It had to be written for him.
I wasn't feeling it in the beginning. Let's say. I really was. Well, you know, actually, coming from the coasters, a lot of the coasters songs were sort of country.
Right.
Yakety yak, whatever. So she felt I was good for this song.
I see.
I wasn't feeling it, but she says, I'm going to make you feel it. I'm going to change the music. I'm going to do this. And she made me feel it.
She did.
It turned out dynamite.
Well, I understand that you are playing in so many countries right now. You just got a call from Russia.
Russia. This morning. I mean, I barely missed the call. I made it back to my phone just in time. You want to see it?
The call? No.
No. Just so we can just say, yes, it's there.
It's Russia. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
It's a plus seven.
It's there. 19 countries.
19 countries.
19 countries. Wow. I can name a few of them off the top of my head. I know Canada, Mexico, Brazil, Costa Rica, Italy, Germany, Russia, France. Norway, Sweden, Denmark, the UK, Japan.
That's more than few.
Yeah. I can actually remember those.
I need you to learn like some other things for me so you can rattle them off too.
Okay, I can do that.
You're very good at it.
I can do that.
Well, you know, you and Edwin have had a long history. I know that you've been working on a book, which is another story. But but I know that you really want to focus on this song and with Edwin being part of it and, you know, in a big way.
Yes. Let me get back to the Company B Orchestra. You asked me about that. I heard horns. This song needed energy. It needed some funk. It needed some rockabilly. It needed some jazz. It needed a little touch of New Orleans, where he's from.
There you go.
I heard 10 horns. And a rhythm section.
Ten
horns.
Oh my gosh, you're just like me. I love the big band.
She hears a lot of stuff. She heard my voice. She heard it.
I heard it from front to back. I knew what was going to happen in the studio, and I'm trying. It took me 6 months to talk him into it.
So,
Edwin, you're happy about it now, right?
I love it. I love it. It's not it's not something that I'm normally used to singing, but I love it. When I heard the bass line and the drums, I'm like, I'm feeling this, and I love the message to it, you know, as well. So,
I wrote the bass line first. Which is not what usually you start off with.
Like your heartbeat.
Yeah.
The bass line.
I heard slap funk bass.
Wow.
And I call it a cross between the Nashville country blues as in region.
Oh, yes, right.
And New Orleans country blues as in region.
Ah. So you got this combination.
Yeah.
And you decided to put it out there. You had to form a new record label to do this.
I did, Music Street USA.
She's a busy woman, isn't she?
Man. She is, I know.
It all happened by accident, which I've been doing all my life, is starting little projects and businesses by accident. But it's cool, you know, it's falling
into place. And she works 5 days a week.
No, seven.
Seven.
Count them, seven.
So Edwin, tell us your take on this. Really?
Well, as she said, she heard it on the radio. She called me and she said, you need to hear this song. So she played it for me, and I'm like, What am I going to do with that? I'm not really feeling this. She said, well, I think this is a good song for you to do, just like that. So she says, what if I change the music and made it compatible to you? Mm-hmm. I says, if I'm not feeling it, because I'm a dancer, I've been dancing all my life. All the groups that I was with, I was a dancer. I was with the Platters, I was called the Boogeyman. I was with the Coasters, I was a dancing machine from New Orleans, so I love to dance.
Right.
So when she put that funk on it, I'm like, I'm there.
Now he felt it. I'm there.
Yes.
You got to his heart.
Oh, yeah.
I got to the rhythm.
I got to his soul.
He got to his soul.
Yeah.
And he said, now I can't resist. I have to do it.
I knew I could lure him in because I've had an affinity for R&B and funk all my life. Since I was a kid, that was what I was drawn to. And I could hear it, and I know it turns his wheels in his head and gets his joints moving.
Well, she's been filming my shows for the last 15 years, maybe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she knows what I like, so.
Yeah.
Well, and all that's going to come out in the book. And
yes.
I know you have a website.
I do.
Let's talk about the website for a second.
Well, musicstreetusa.com. You could go there and you can meet all of us that were part of this project. I should mention their names really fast I would hate not to.
Just off the top of your head.
Just off the top of my head. And you're accepting the award, and you're going, I have to thank.
Oops, I forgot.
Oh. And by the way, all of you know who it is.
T-Bone. We did this at Sun Song Studios.
T-Bone Demon.
He is just my favorite in this town. You know, when I'm ready to produce something, he's my favorite. Not that there aren't other good ones, but T-Bone's my favorite. Tom Eland on trumpet. It was... Alex Lubiars on trombone, Remel Wilson on saxophone, and it was Mark Kataska on bass guitar, and Mark is with us today.
That's right.
And Rick Powell, he's on drums.
And who was on keys?
And I think I was on keys.
You were on keys?
I was on keys, and I did background vocals.
So you get a piano credit, a keyboard credit on it.
I get background vocals.
And executive.
Mrs. Haney, what can I say?
Yeah, yeah.
Why does he always call me that?
I don't know. So the website is?
Music Street USA.
So everybody can go find out more about it. And of course, is the book going to be up there on that site, or is that going to be on a different site?
You know what? I haven't decided that yet.
Okay.
Edwin and I keep making so many turns throughout the course of
the
our
book
careers.
Is still a work in progress.
Yeah, it sure is, because our careers aren't to a point where we can just say, okay, that's the end of the book.
Well, see, she wanted to add something else to the book, so that's why she added this whole thing.
Yeah.
And took this turn. You know?
I had to get my thunder in there. You know what I mean.
She's good for that.
Well, that's good. That's good. So, you know, we're gonna hear something, I think, or see a little video clip that you sent
us,
right?
Yes.
And then after that, we're going to have Mark is going to be on the show with us.
Yes, I'll set up the video for you. This is footage from the actual studio recording. Behind-the-scenes footage, and I think I managed to get everybody in there for the most part.
All right.
Don't have a lot on T-Bone because he's in the control room.
Yeah, and that's where the engineers usually are.
Exactly. And then when he laid the guitar lines, he had sent me a text, said, can I lay guitar lines if you're not here? And I said, sure, I trust you. Didn't think about the footage, so I don't have that much footage on him.
So this is a clip.
These are just the studio footage.
The B-roll kind of.
Yeah.
No, it's behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's a behind the scenes.
Okay, so here's a little bit behind the scenes of... Granny's got a stamp cramp. Tramp.
Granny's got a tramp stamp.
A tramp stamp, okay.
Yes.
Here we go.
He's just about to show you right now. Ready, Ben? Here we go now. 1, 2. Ow! Bring it down, guys and lady. Now I dare you to sit still while listening to this orchestra. Line dancers on the floor if you're not already there. Now you know what's missing right here. Let's mix in that little Nashville country blues now. Bring it up, man. I'm ready. At this country bar, I'm surrounded by tight jean dance queen.
Wow, that is good. You want to stand up and you want to dance.
That's what it's supposed to make you do. Get out of your seat and move.
That's great. Yes. Well, we've got Mark Tadaska here. Did I say that right?
Tadaska, as in Alaska, Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Exactly.
Nebraska. Alaska. Nebraska.
Kutaska.
Okay, I know. Kutaska.
Right.
So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So now tell us about your take on the show. You've had a lot of experience here in Las Vegas playing a lot of different shows.
Done quite a bit of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of musicals.
Yes,
also
musicals, concerts, stuff like that, yeah.
And how did you get involved in this project?
Who's your favorite?
Yeah.
You're on the hot seat. Who's your favorite?
Brenda.
No, I've been working with Edwin and Brenda for, what, 5 years, 6 years?
6 years.
Doing shows.
We're in our 6th year with Mark now.
Oh.
Yeah, so I got the call. We're going to the studio, and bit of boom, bit of bing. Here we are. So.
Yeah. Mark is my absolute choice.
I know. You said that.
I handpicked my musicians because as I'm hearing the whole project, I am seeing it unfold. I knew who the musicians were to put on this project. And so Mark was my first call because it actually centered the bass line around, you know, that was my navigator that navigates in and out of the tune. He's my navigator. And that bass line does not stop. And it's like, man, I know a lot of bass players in this town that are really good. Mark's my choice.
Well, there are a lot of great bass players here. We've got one in the studio today.
Yes.
But, you know, also we have bass players and musicians in this town that play different styles, too. Mm-hmm. So you've been with them for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you feel about when they said, let's do this song?
Sat down with Rick. We had a rehearsal over at Brenda's place. Rick Powell, myself, and Brenda. And we knew it was going to work. Mm-hmm. So we spent some time just running it, throwing some ideas, you know, thrown across the table. And this is what you got, so.
Across the pool table. I have a pool table in my living room.
So now when are you guys going to take this song on the road?
You know what? I can't even think that far yet. We're too busy on the other end of it, the other aspect of it.
Trying to get it out to all the different countries and get it sold.
Well, it's taken off right now on that level. My next move is, I almost hate to put it out there because I haven't made the step yet, but I'll stick my neck out a little bit. An agent in LA is wanting it to present to film.
There you go.
They see it in a movie. I see it in a movie. Edwin always says, I see this in a movie. Even the songwriter, Matt Dorman, even he said, I see this in a movie. It's like one of those cult songs where it has a following.
Well, you know, they have a lot of variety in movies anyway, so that's good.
Yes.
And also, that's a licensing thing that you could do forever.
Absolutely.
Right, in all kinds of different commercials and shows and stuff. So, now, when you were going through this process, though, and you decided to start the label, okay, then you also had to go out and do the promotion of the song.
Right.
And how was that for you? Is that the first time you've done that?
Well, no, not entirely, but it's called... Eating and sleeping are not part of your schedule anymore, so get over it right now. We'll let you sleep down the road. I'm still looking for those hours. It's a little more difficult than what I've tracked before and gone after before, but not all that much more difficult, simply because I had a little bit of a ground, you know, I had laid some ground base before, you know, with other projects that I've done.
So, all right, so, and what is your goal for the song?
Oh, wow. You know what? Send it worldwide. Make people get up and dance. Make people see a happy side of life. And, you know, the world is so heavy right now. And in honor, absolutely in honor of our saxophone player who passed away just 1 week after he was in the studio. And it was before the project was completed. It was a very, very tragic time. And Mark was my buddy. He's the one I called that night. He's the only one I could talk to. I couldn't tell Edwin because we were in the studio with vocals the next day, all the vocals that you hear.
So you were talking about the saxophonist, Remmel Wilson. Wilson.
Yes.
And that's a great loss for the community.
Tremendous.
And for you, of course. And of course, you still continue to go on, and I'm sure that the family is you're keeping the family involved in everything.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. He has wonderful daughter and son, Jason and Robin. And his beautiful wife, Beverly, who is just at a loss. I mean, she's just so lost. And Yeah, absolutely. They're part
of us.
Well,
his playing will live on.
Absolutely will.
And it will bring a lot of joy.
It absolutely
because
will.
Because this is the kind of song that lifts people up.
Absolutely does.
Right? And Mark, you got anything you'd like to share with our audience?
By the tune.
How did I forget?
Direct and to the point. Well, thank you. Once again, give us that website so everybody can go find out about it. And then, of course, I'm sure it's going to be on iTunes. And
it is on iTunes.
Okay.
It's selling on iTunes, on Amazon, on in 35 different online music stores around the world. It's at our website, musicstreetusa.com.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Brenda.
Thank you, Mark.
And thank you, Edwin.
Thank
Hi.
You.
So, and I look forward to hearing more about the song and getting my own CD of it so that
oh,
we
yes.
can play it.
Yes, I can do that. I can do that.
All right. Well, we'll be right back. We're going to listen to some other music here today. We've got the Dick Castell combo on. And as everybody knows, that's my dad over there. Hi, Dad.
They're wonderful. I heard that a little bit.
I know. And what are you going to play for us today?
Like Someone in Love.
Well, let's hear a little Like Someone in Love from the Dick Castell combo. The Dick Castell combo. That was beautiful. So, I've got some new guests here with us. We've got the owners of Signature Real Estate Group. We've got Brandon Roberts. Hi, Brandon.
Hi.
And you brought down someone from Alaska here with us, Mike Rasmussen. How are you today?
Good.
And where are you from in Alaska?
Eagle River. It's just outside of Anchorage.
So, I was in Anchorage, you know, in 1974, a long time ago.
Just as cold then.
I know. And you guys have a special message for us today, right, Brandon?
Yeah, we just want to talk to you a little bit about property management.
Okay, and why property management today?
I think property management's a really growing business here in Las Vegas, in other states too, but with Vegas being such a transient town, people moving in and out, it's a good place to invest in. And you know, we have laws that state you have to have an emergency contact within 50 miles, and a lot of people outside the area need somebody to manage and look after their properties. So that's what we do.
So when you say an emergency contact?
So let's say a water heater goes out in the middle of the night, they've got to be able to get hold of somebody to help them, and so that would be us.
That would be you?
Yeah, not me personally.
No, you have a whole staff,
we have
right?
a great right. team, great yeah. team. But
and I've met a lot of them over at the office, mm-hmm. yeah. And so Mike, you came down. You're coming in for the Thanksgiving party tomorrow.
I am. Too, I'm here right? for the potluck. I'll never miss a good meal. So
that's right.
You know, Brandon and I have been partners for years. We actually have offices, you know, here in Las Vegas. We have a small office in Anchorage and a small office in Utah and another one in California. But we've always promoted the property management, mainly because it's one of those areas where, you know, what do they always say in the Bible or in such? It's actually the oldest job. It's not being...
the oldest job.
you know, everybody talks about the oldest job being something else, but it's actually, you know, they, you know, in the Bible they talk about the landlord, you know. It's still the one area in the world where most people can pick up extra income for longevity for their family. So we have lots of clients we've sold houses to in the past, and then they usually turn around and use them as investment properties.
Well, as long as the landlord isn't like, you know.
Correct.
Like that.
Correct. Correct. But, you know, if you look at it this way, the best way to look at property management is this. If somebody came to you today and said, hey, would you invest another $100 a month into something, and after 20 years, you're going to walk away with $1,500 to $2,500 a month for the rest of your life, most of us would say, absolutely, that sounds like a right. sound retirement program. Mm-hmm. Well, almost every individual rental unit, that's about what it equates to.
Is an extra $100?
No, if you pay, you know, I mean, anywhere from you paying nothing if you're cash flowing that property
yes,
every month,
right.
or even if, let's say, you are underwater and paying an extra $100 out of your pocket, you know, if you make one extra payment a year, after 19 years, you usually pay off a 30-year
that's
note.
Right, that's right.
And for most of us, if we can, you know, that's a 20-year retirement.
You know, the question is often asked, what is better, to buy a house or to rent a place? What do you guys feel
well,
about that?
Well, I think to purchase a home for your own benefit, that's obviously the best bet. You can build
Did you hear that, Dad? To purchase the home for your own benefit.
Yeah, so you can build equity and that type of stuff. This would be in addition to, and I think after you've purchased a home, you should look at investing in real estate as well.
Well, there's a lot of opportunities here in Las Vegas, I know. There's
there
a lot of homes that are in a nice price range that can be purchased and fixed mm-hmm. up for very little, and then they can be rented out or leased out.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you got to be careful and buy smart and buy in areas where you're going to get good rental and that they turn over quickly and you get tenants that are good in the unit so that you're not continuing to put money in. And a good real estate agent from Signature Real Estate can help you. I know you could help them.
Of course.
And then also, you know, some consultation with the property management company prior to actually purchasing, so you make sure you're buying smart.
Well, the other thing is, and I'm sure you'll agree, right, is mm-hmm. that you're not having to deal directly and you're letting somebody else that is more experienced and has some experience in the law too. And
absolutely. I think most people get in trouble in investment
right.
properties when they're not willing to take that 12 o'clock at night phone call
yes.
to come fix a leaking pipe, as the saying goes. The reality is most of the population, most of our clients, until we get them involved, don't even realize that they can write off our services. It's a tax deduction.
There you go.
It's a part, you know, you almost have to look at an investment property just as if you're opening up a business.
Do you find that once you get a tenant in there, that a lot of times they are long-term?
Yeah, I think that's another great question, because if the owner's a good owner and willing to put a little money in the property and respond to the things, the tenants will stay a long time. And there's an expense to turning over the tenant all the time. So our goal is always to try to keep the tenant as long as possible.
A lot of it has to do with how we pick the tenants in the first place.
Yeah.
And that, there's a process for that,
correct.
Obviously, so that you're actually protecting the homeowner. And you're also watching out for the tenant to
correct.
Make sure that the things are done properly,
right.
you know, so that they...
We're kind of in the middle.
They have a nice environment to live in, and things are fixed when they're supposed to be fixed.
Correct.
and taken care of. So what would you like to tell our audience that maybe they don't know about?
About us or in property management? I think
about you.
About me? I love what I do. You know, I think we launched our property management division here in Vegas just over a year ago, mm-hmm. and we've grown very rapidly. We have 388 properties we're managing now, and it's taken on a life of its own. It's a good time. So
we have a fantastic staff. That's the key to it always is how you hire the people that are going to be interacting with the
clients.
How
many people do you have doing that?
In the property management, we have 13 different property managers. And then I've got basically two ladies in the office, Carolina and Nora, that take care of all this stuff.
Them. Yeah. Yes. And every time I walk in there, they are on the phone taking care of some kind of an issue
that's
coming up.
It never stops.
It never stops. and that's the issues we're trying to take off the plate.
Right.
You know, take it away from the client so they don't have to deal with it.
So is there a website where people can find out about you?
Yeah. So our property management website is nvhousemanagement.com, and our real estate website is signaturenv.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for coming down. Thanks for coming all the way from Alaska.
I love coming down here once a month.
Well, it's good to have you on the show.
It's minus 6 in Alaska today, so.
Minus 6?
Minus 6.
Well, I thought it was cold here.
Yeah.
His wife's not happy.
No, she's not.
well, we're going to have the guys over there play another little song while we're going out here. Go ahead, Dad. We're waiting. I'd like to thank my guests today for coming on the show, Brenda Bouchard. We had Edwin Cook and the Company B Orchestra, Brandon Roberts and Mike Rasmussen of Signature Real Estate and the Dick Castell Jazz Combo. We also had Mark Castada. I'm probably saying that wrong. Thank you, Mark. And we also are, we have a variety of places where you can find us. You can find us on VegasVideoNetwork.com, YouTube, iTunes, Roku, Livestream, Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Fire TV, Apple TV, Google TV, Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, the SandyCastellShow.com. Remember, if you want to achieve your goal, take the necessary steps every day to pursue your passion. See you real soon. Bye.